It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. How many of you guys keep a log, a book log, of how many books do you read throughout the year? I know I do. So stay tuned and I can give you some tips and ideas on how to keep a book log. Hey, my listeners, I'm going to start off with something new, like with a positive quote. You know, since I've been in quarantine and had COVID, and it taught me to remain positive throughout this whole situation. And the reason why I said positive is because you do feel alone. You do feel a certain way because you're there stuck in the house or just there by yourself, going through that by yourself. And it's a whole mental thing. You got to find stuff to do. You got to sit up here and just be there by yourself and just go through the whole situation. When I have COVID, thank God it wasn't as bad as, you know, as others may have had it. But, you know, I still remain positive. I did get down because I felt like I was by myself. But I still remain positive. I did by reading and everything else of that nature. Although it wasn't a book that I too much care for, but it was something that I still did that was productive while I was quarantined. So I can't complain. It won't do me no good because guess what? Nobody's not going to listen and nobody's not going to care. They might act like they care, but at the same time, what can they do? You know? So, and that's how I look at it. But, yeah, just remain positive. No matter what you're going through, it might not be COVID, but whatever you're going through in this life, in this time right now, just remain positive. Because the Most High or your higher being, whoever you pray to, definitely is going to be there for you. Reach out and talk to the Most High. Let Him know and put all your troubles in His hands. Because what can you really do, you know? All you can do is remove yourself from that negative situation the best way you can and keep it moving and keep it pushing. It don't matter what it is. It might not be what you want, but you got to make the best of it. You got to. You got to make the best of it and remain positive. A lot of people get down at this thing called life and it takes a toll on us. But we have to learn how to get up, dust that stuff off, and keep going. You know, I know a lot of people want to complete their goals and dreams, and you still can. And if it don't go your way, it might not be the way that you're supposed to go, that path. You got a different path that the Most High had chose for you, you know. So, yeah, just remain positive and just keep on moving. No matter what, everything is going to be okay. Because after every storm, it's always sunshine. Every time. You might be going through a storm for a whole entire week. And you're like, dang, why I keep going through this? But it's nothing but test to see how well you do. And all you can do is get up and keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. You know? So, that's what I'm going to start off with. I hope everybody have a fantastic week and actually is doing good today or whenever you're listening to this. I hope you're having a great day. I hope my words spread some positivity in your life. So let's get into our book log talk. Book logs. Yes, they're fun to have. I mean, I started doing one recently. I had a friend of mine that actually did one for me. And you guys can follow her on Instagram at TANIS_G_designs. And you can follow her on TikTok at TANIS711. And on Facebook at Natasha Phillips, NITASHA Phillips, PHILLIPS. And you can go under her shop, which I'm going to explain. Well, this book log that she had made for me, which you can find it on my Instagram page at For Love of Books NKC on Instagram. So it's the number 4 Love of Books NKC. And I posted pictures on my
my book log journal. It's a big one because I have it made for up to, she made it for me up to like 3 years, so I can get 3 years usage out of this book log. And we put our minds together, and you know, it's, I love it. I definitely love it, because I didn't see myself actually going to the store and buying a journal and just jotting down books. I wanted to be pretty and whatnot. So I shoot my shot to her, and she's a great artist. Like, she's an amazing artist, and she's a teacher. Like, she's a jack of all trades. So go check her out at those links. But in my journal, well, she put on there my book reviews and how do I rate it and the genre, the date that I started, the date that I finished, the author, all that crazy stuff that you want to put in your book log. And I'm not saying you have to get it made, but you know, you can always go to the store and buy you a journal or a notebook paper and just jot down your books any type of way if you want to keep a log of all the books that you read throughout the year and whatnot. I think it's cool to have so you can keep track. I know that Goodreads has, you can, if you have a Goodreads account, you can go on there and log in the books that you read, like, not just for this year, just period, that you can remember. I find that to be very fun. And then also, they have like a, some type of challenge, book challenge, to see how many books that you can read throughout that year. And I set mine at 120, but I'm at 60 right now. So I didn't complete my, I don't see myself completing that challenge this year. So we're here in December and I'm at 69. So go figure. Yeah. But I still think that's good. You know, 69 books. Okay. That's good for an average that a person that will read throughout the year will be like maybe 4. And that's good compared to, you know, well, 69 is good compared to this 4, averaging out 4 books per year, you know. But yeah, I love reading. Plus, I'm an avid reader anyway. So, you know, yeah, I want to keep a book log so I can remember like some books that I read, so I can go back to my book log and say, hey, I remember a little bit about that book, but let me go check it out and see if this happened. Because I do jot down some notes about what I'm reading and stuff like that. I too much don't like writing the book and highlighting in the book. So I rather just jot it down in my book log journal that I have. So, which is really cool. You can also go on Ixty to find one, but that, I think some of them is pretty expensive. Like, I seen the highest one I seen was $27. Like, what the hell? Like, the one that my friend made me, she only charged me $20. And this is only, I can use this up to like the year 2023, to be honest. So this is awesome that she did for me. You know, you guys go check her out. She has awesome things on our website at kufi.com, and she sells everything, like from her work, from like, go check from bookmarks. She don't really, I didn't see any bookmarks on there, but I'm pretty sure if you send her a message, maybe she will do one for you. And that goes for the book log as well. You know, if you shoot her a message and tell her what you would like, you know, she'll get that workout for. So go check out her website at ko-fi.com/TANIS711/shop. Awesome shop, you know, go check it out. That's her website. You'll like some of it. If you into anime or anything, stickers and all that stuff, definitely that's the site to check out. So I'm doing a shout out for her, and you know, go support her art. Like, she's a wonderful artist, and she's a teacher. Did I mention that too? But yeah, she's a teacher as well. So, you know, go check her out if you really want your book log, you know, personalized and everything else. Because like I said, it's personalized for me. It's definitely personalized because I can color in it, doodle in it, and everything else that I want to do in this journal. And also, I had it made to where it's like theme set as well. And my favorite color is purple. So she made it a beautiful purple for me and stuff like that. So, and she only charged me $20. So, I mean, it was worth it compared to what the books that I seen on XD. XD was just like, I seen some of the book logs on XD and I was like, I didn't like it. It was too plain and it was too, yeah, it was just too plain. Some of the books on there were just too plain. Some of them was okay, but if I'm gonna pay you $27, that book better be outstanding, okay? And like I said, what I paid for was well worth it. Printing paper is definitely expensive, so I didn't mind, paying what I pay for my book log and stuff like that. So, and I'm not necessarily have to, yours don't have to necessarily look like mine, but it was something that we created together. So, and she the one who did everything, put everything together. I was just throwing out. She'll call me, well, she'll send me a message or she'll call me and ask questions. I'll tell her what I want and what I like and what I've seen, and she put it together. So it was really awesome. So, I mean, you don't have to go that extreme, but it's definitely fun when you get to have a book log and you get to go back to some of the books that you have read, and you be like, oh yeah, I read that book. What did I rate that book? Oh, what did I say about that book? Oh, I didn't like that book. I remember now, because you can read so many books throughout the year, and you can forget probably like a couple of them, but it's best to go back. It's good that you can go back if you have a book log to remember that book that you have read, unless it's like a really good book and you're like, okay, I love that book. Yes, that was awesome. I remember why, but I know on my next segment, I'm gonna talk about the books that I have read throughout the years since we coming to an end in December already. I'm gonna talk about like all the books that I read and the top five that I think that was just the best. Definitely I had some great books throughout this year, and I did, excuse me, and I did have some terrible books too. Oh gosh, I had some terrible ones, and I'm currently reading one now actually from a book club that I'm part of. But what's the crazy thing about it, on my next book that we're reading that we picked was 40 Acres, and I just got done listening to that book and I enjoyed it, so I'm ready for that talk as well. So, but yeah, I enjoy my book log. And if you the type of person is like, well, I don't want my special made, I just want like something simple, and like I said, you can go to Family Dollar and get you a journal, or you can go to a dollar store or any sorts of store, Walmart, and get you a notebook and call it a day and just jot down all the books that you had read. That way, you don't have to be fancy dancy, but I do recommend just to have a book log so that a way you can keep up with all the books that you have read. I do recommend that. Definitely, it's very important to do that so you can go back and just remember what all did you say about that book, and the author and whatnot. Or you might be that type of person, once you read a book, you send it back. So, or you give it to the, or you sell it off. Who knows? Or you let somebody read your book, or you let somebody lend off your book to someone else. You can always jot that down in your book journal as well, so that way you can be like, oh, okay, I let this person read my book and whatnot. But yeah, it's I let my Well, excuse me, I messed up on that. I let this person use my book. So you can always go back to your book journal and remember when they checked it out or whatnot. It's pretty cool. Yes, go get you one. It's best to have one. And I'm not a type of person that enjoys writing down stuff either, but I think these are very handy to have and very neat to have. I mean, I can't complain. It won't do me no good, right? But definitely go check out one. For example, I did a she put in a book haul for November, because I didn't buy no books this month. I was gifted a lot of books this month, so, but I could tell you my book haul for November because I can go back, and she added that in on my book in my book log. And I purchased at least about 7 books, the total of 7 books in November. And the title, or let me tell you what I bought in November. We're Not Like Them by Christine Pride Joy. Oh, is it? Oh, Christine Christine Pride and Joe Pazza, I guess. Oh, you know what? I'm going to say the first name because I'm not going to butcher that lady's last name. I'm not going to do that. Nope, 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 nope. So as I was saying earlier, I had purchased like 7 books of the month of November. And one of them is We're Not Like Them by Christine Pride and Joe. I'm not going to butcher that lady's last name. I tried it and I just couldn't do it. So, nope. 2, How the One-Arm Lady or Sister. Oh, How the One-Arm Sister Sweeps Her House by Sherry Jones. The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin. You know what? I heard good things about that book anyway. Good reviews, I mean, by the way. The City We Became. I heard some good and I heard some bad, but mostly the good outweighed the bad. So I can't wait to check that out. Black Girl Die Exhausted by Jane Allen, which I already read that book. I loved it. And Single Black Female by Tracy Brown. I had listened to this book and I did not like it, but I took my time out to purchase the book because I heard great reviews about this book in this book group that I'm in on Facebook. My Sister, the Serial Killer, which I'm pretty sure you guys seen that around, floating around online and on TikTok and on Facebook. And I'm not going to damage that author's name. I'm just not going to do it. Last but not least, The Water Dancer by Ta-Nehisi Coates. So, I mean, I purchased at least about 7 books of the month of November. And then I can even go back to October. All the way to October. And I wonder if I purchased, my October book haul. Now, I went crazy. I bought like 9 books that month. For real, for real. I purchased like 9 books. It was nothing. I bought Slay, A Song Below Water, The Luckiest Girl Alive, Payback's a Witch, Sister Sister, Lovecraft Country, The Whisper Man, Bad Fat Black Girls, The Jigsaw Man. So yeah, I purchased like 9 books in October, which is crazy compared to like some of the months that, you know, compared to November, I should say. So yeah, I had that put in my book journal, and I thought it was pretty cool to add that in so I can keep track of how many books that I have purchased throughout the year as well. So, you know, if my boyfriend check it out or whatnot, he's seen that how many books I'll be purchasing these months. I know he gonna probably drop dead like, what the hell, all these books, because he's already on my book my bookshelf that I have. He's already eyeing it like, I wonder how much money I can get off of if I sell one of her books. Like, if he ever touch my book, we're gonna have some problems. We're gonna definitely have some problems. But yeah, so you could put all types of stuff in your own little book log, you know, like your book reviews and how well do you rate the book. I mean, that's a lot that you can add in on your book log, and that's definitely, I think that's fun. And what I mean by book review, you can put down the book title, the author, the date that you started, finished, genre, the rating, and then you can log in your review and what you like and what you didn't like, your favorite character. Then you can add like when it was published, how many pages, the publisher, and how did you even discover this book? Where did you read this book at? Would you recommend this book? A lot of things that you can add in on your book log or your book journal, however you want to say it, you know, to add in all that fun stuff. It's like all the type of stuff that you can add in your book log. But if you're plain Jane or plain Billy or something like that, and you just want to log in the time when the date when you started that book and the time that you finished and how did you like it and how many stars you want to give it, that's cool as well. So it's not going to hurt. You don't have to be all extravagant like me, or extra, I should say. I call myself extra when I put this book together, when I had my friend make this book for me. So Yeah, she went over and beyond, and I loved it. And it's decorated like an all black girl magic. I like it. I like it. But, go check it out on my Facebook page for Love of KC. I said it all extra backwards. I say it so much and I get tongue tired with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get tongue tied. Yeah, 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 whatever. But it's all right. So you can follow me on Instagram and check those pictures out of my book log at For Love of Books NKC. So the number 4, Love of Books NKC. And you can also check out the homegirl that actually designed my book log at TANIS_G_designs. Find her on Instagram and you can check out her work. For real, definitely you can check out her work. And she also have a TikTok page at TANIS711. Check out her work, definitely check her out. So thank you for tuning in. I hope this helped, and I hope you all have a nice week. Until Sunday, peace.